I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Time is running out for the family of Trudy Appleby, and the Moline Police Department has released the name of the last person known to have been with her 21 years ago. Wednesday, August 21, 1996, is the day 11-year-old Trudy Appleby left her home in Moline, but never came back. Detective Michael Griffin says the last person seen with her was William Smith, known as Ed Smith. He would have been 54 years old at the time, and he lived on Campbell's Island. Police have known his name for years, but decided to release it to the public in a last-ditch attempt to solve the case.
You know, we're trying to see if there's anybody else out there that we haven't reached. There may be people from 1996 that didn't want to talk to the police for one reason or another. We're hoping that over the course of 21 years, an opportunity to reflect and change. Maybe they'll come forward. Maybe they feel like what they saw in 1996 was insignificant, but it could be quite significant to the case. So we're trying to leave no stone unturned.
Here's what police have pieced together. Before the day she disappeared, Appleby asked if she could go swimming with a friend who lived on Campbell's Island in East Moline. Her father said no, but phone records show she may have planned to go anyway. On the morning of August 21st, 1996, a witness saw the 11-year-old girl get into a car with a man near her home in Moline. Another witness thinks he saw Appleby riding in a similar car on Campbell's Island with Ed Smith. The witness knew her personally and was only a couple of feet away from the car when it went by. And that's the last time anyone reported seeing her. Detectives found out that Smith often took a boat to Blackbird and Dynamite Island on the Mississippi River, just north of Campbell's Island. The investigation also revealed Smith had access to a car similar to the one she got into in the morning. Other leads show the car may have been scrapped within a short time of her disappearance. Then 5 years ago, after getting a new lead in the Appleby case, police searched along the Rock River near Kelowna on Dynamite Island. They cut down some trees and used a mini excavator to help dig at the site, but Moline detectives never said whether anything was found. Moline Police Detective Michael Griffin says year after year, not knowing what happened is very hard on the family.
I'm sure there's still some optimism or hope that maybe she's alive, but there's also, they want resolution in the case. Some people that were around then that may know, they've died. We believe the person, or we know that the person that was last observed with her by witness, he's died. People are getting older in their advanced ages, and you almost feel like you're running against a clock, and I'm sure they do too.
He's heard of at least one similar case that has been solved.
You know, there's the Jake Wetterling case out of Minnesota. He was gone for maybe 20 years, and, you know, they were able to resolve that case last year, and they were able to recover him. And, you know, until we have all the answers, all you can do is hope.
The Moline Police Department is asking people to call if they have any possible information about Appleby's disappearance on or around August 21st, 1996, especially including activities at the following locations: Campbell's Island, on the river and sloughs around Campbell's Island, at Empire Park in East Moline, the boat launch at Empire Park, on or around two islands in the Mississippi River, Blackbird and Dynamite Islands. Crime Stoppers and the Appleby family are offering a $10,000 reward for information about her disappearance. Smith died about 2.5 years ago and never admitted he knew anything about it. I'm Michelle O'Neill.